Stevens to Brent Stanley is probably listening to that and thinking, what the hell are we talking
about?
No,
he'd remember Peter Harvey. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd understand why we're going down that path. G'day, Brent.
Morning. How are you guys? Afternoon. Sorry now. Yes, I did remember Peter Harvey.
Can you give us a Peter Harvey sign-off?
Peter Harvey, 9 News.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
7 out of 10. Hey, you're in Sydney at the moment, Brent.
I'm in Sydney. I'm out at the Inglis Sales looking at very expensive horses.
Too expensive for you?
They'll try to be, probably, but it's hard trying an empty box, so you've got to do something, don't you?
That's right. Hey, take us. I'm sure you were probably at Magic Millions as well and Melbourne Premier. Like, everyone talks about Inglis, these are the super elite. These are the Maserati yearlings, but the Magic Millions has sort of caught up and become a little bit more eclectic with the sort of horses it's offering to. They're not all just precocious, and we just had Melbourne as well. Does it feel like these are the best of the best? These yearlings you're looking at this week?
Well, they are on some of them on type, some of them not on type, but pedigrees for sure. I mean, they are the top shelf of the pedigrees. And you just go through the pages as all this group one horses and winners on that, nearly most pages here. So not every four brother, four sisters, group one horses, so you've got to be lucky and try and get the right one.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting. So what, when you're speaking to other trainers and vendors, what's the vibe like there ahead of this sale? Are the expectations that it's going to be strong? Because there were some interesting results from the Melbourne one.
And Adelaide,
yeah.
This will definitely be strong. I think the expensive ones are going to be ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, right.
There'll be a couple that are probably, you know, your horse will probably go for $500,000. You might get for $350,000, and they're the ones I'll be trying to eye off at this sale.
Hey, Brent, Young Jet's joining a juggernaut. What's it? What's the feeling like with Young Jet about joining probably the most? How would you describe it? She's probably almost the most high-profile trainer in Australia right now is Annabelle Neesham.
Oh, that's a big call.
Ooh, yeah, she's there, though, isn't she, Brent?
She's obviously the up-and-coming trainer that's been only a few years into it and has dominated at the highest level consistently. She's got big winners, got good horse, got big numbers, big clients, and it's just a great opportunity for Jet to go to Annabelle. She's been very, very obliging leading into it. He moves up here Friday. She's organised an apartment for him, and it's all sorted. I actually drove the car up yesterday full of all of his stuff that I can put into his apartment once he gets the keys on Friday. So very exciting for him, and definitely in the right stable for him to progress into, and hopefully all going well to be, you know, your stable rider once you go through your claim, and he keeps on going good, and I've got no doubt he will. He's got a great head and shoulders, doing great at the moment, so. You know, to be a stable rider in a stable like that, that goes to the next level, and that's what you've got to do. These big stables need the same jockeys riding the horses all the time, and you get the best results that way.
How's he handling the idea of it? I mean, he's a kid still, and, you know, obviously on the drive up, is he nervous? Is it like going to a boarding school for the first time? What's his feeling about joining this juggernaut, this Neesham juggernaut?
Yeah, no, he's been very lucky having travelled half the world with me as riding. And then, you know, he went over through COVID over to WA, to the lead stable out there in Grant, Alana Williams, and he lived with them. He was there for well over 18 months before we could even go on. I think we've seen him once in 18 months. So he's matured well into his age now. He's 9 in the end of April, but he's obviously in this racing game. He's walking out in the enclosure, talking to very high-profile business people, and that's you've got to be a big boy's shoes, and he knows where he wants to be and what he's got to get, and he's very lucky to have it.
I remember running into him on Bendigo Cup Day last year, and I had a chat to him before the races that day, and it struck me straight away what a great head he had on his shoulders and how mature he was for someone his age. We've got the Meadows coming up in about 30 seconds, Brent, but was he always sort of ahead of his age in maturity growing up? Like, even him talking about how some of his other mates were going out partying and he'd stay at home and be responsible. Was he always ahead of him, like, you know, in years?
Yeah, he was. He's always wanted to be a jockey. He's always known what he has to do to be a jockey. He's always got an idea that he might get bigger because he's quite tall. He's still 50 kilos now, but once he matured, he might get a bit heavier. So he knows he has to make the best out of these early years, and and he's got he's just got a great head on his shoulder, and he knows where he wants to be and what he's got to do.
Brent Stanley's with us on the Big V. Hey, Brent, before we let you go, Sorrel Rising there at Bendigo in the Guineas on Saturday. Been in good form. What are your thoughts? It's a strong race.
Yeah, very, very strong race. He's always had stakes stability. Just been a bit of time getting in there. He had to go back to trials a few times early in this preparation, so I got a little bit muddled up. But he won good from down a low barrier, got up the inside, come from last, of one there. Then he probably got the front and left in front at Sandown, got beaten by a decent horse who came out and run second in a stakes race in Adelaide. And so I took him for a trip over Adelaide just to try and mature him a little bit. And he won in dominating style there. He's come back home in fine fashion. He's probably, his piece of work on Tuesday was his best he's ever done on the course proper. He's drawn down low again on his home track. Freshen up well. He ticks a lot of boxes. And there might be two or three in the race at the moment that might be a little bit more forward than at present. But I think he's got very good ability, and hopefully the penny's dropped with him now. And home track's definitely a bonus.
All right, let's hope it's a big day for you on the home deck. Thanks for joining us, Brent, and all the best at the sales. Hopefully you can land one or two.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.